Now, in the last part of this program, here is an excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam from Sikkim. He belongs to one of the early batches of Bhagwan students who joined his college way back in the 1970s. And since then, he was blessed to sing in the divine presence and also compose many beautiful bhajans which are sung even till this day.
Can you imagine me composing a bhajan? And that bhajan, the first ever bhajan which I composed after I came to his lotus feet, is this beautiful bhajan.
Karuna Sindhu Dasharatha Nandana Parte Purishwar Ram Prema Swarupa Prashanti Niketana Maruti Sevit Ram Ahalyodharak Rajivalochan Raghukul Bhushan Ram Karuna Sindhu.
And I sang this bhajan before Bhagwan, and he tapped to this bhajan. He just kept the beat. He swayed to this bhajan, and he said that it's a beautiful bhajan. Did you compose it? You know, we learn so much from Bhagwan in terms of teaching. Today, a lot of people, musicologists, people who know music, they tell me, oh, that bhajan, it's in Bilash Khani Todi, and you know. But then, at that point of time,
you didn't know the ragas.
Who would know? And who could care? Even as today.
Yes.
Now, what was important was just singing the bhajan and enjoying it. And these were the intangible ways of teaching a novice, wherein he was not telling me the alpha and omega of music, not telling me how to compose a bhajan. But he was giving me the bhajan, making me sing the bhajan, so that lot of other people around me also would emulate it, would desire to compose bhajans. And it started happening. Soon after that, I still remember the day I sang that bhajan and Swami gave all those beautiful compliments. Everyone was coming and telling me that you sang very well, fantastic, very good. And then there was one person, my best friend, Sai Shankar, a wonderful musician, good violin player. He just wanted to pull me down a bit. So he told me, what's so big about composing a bhajan, man? Because by the time I was putting on such an air, without my knowledge, so egoistic, just for composing one bhajan, can you imagine? A bhajan that is supposed to liberate you, if you are ignorant.
It's actually binding you.
It binds you so much
yes.
to that authorship that I have composed a bhajan.